It's time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go. Hey, this is Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to this podcast, Religion Outside the Box. If you haven't been to the website, make sure to take a look there. Somewhere at the beginning of February, whole thing's getting redone. Very exciting. Also, I feel a little bad doing a little advertisement on my own podcast, but that's just how it's got to be. Book is going into its second printing. If you haven't gotten a copy of it, you can't for a little while, but you'll be able to. It's pretty unbelievably exciting. Today's podcast, The Rule of Three. The Rule of Three. A very wise woman I know who remains anonymous explained to me what she calls the Rule of Three. It goes like this. You can tell somebody to do something once. You can tell them to do it a second time. And you can even tell them to do it a third time, but that's it. You have to respect their freedom of choice to do what they want. What a liberating notion this Rule of Three is. Right? I can be involved in other people's lives, I can give them advice, but if they don't take it, I need to remember it's their life and not mine. A personal example, I have a dear friend, and there's something that I know that she should be doing, and she said, oh, I need to be doing that. Would you please remind me? And I've done it, and I think I'm already up to like 4 or 5 times now. I need to know it's not my responsibility. Not my responsibility. I need to not do. If people don't want my help, even if their words say they do, if they prove that they do not want my help, I need to stop offering my help. We all need to do that. Wouldn't it be so much easier for all of us if that happened? What's liberating about this rule of three is it helps me remember that I have my own life. One of my wisest friends, a woman named Paige, says, I have a hard enough time knowing what I should do in my life. How am I supposed to know what you should do in your life? Pretty wise. I'm going to quote Rabbi Tarfon of the Talmud. He said, you're not obligated to finish the work, but neither are you free to desist from it. Right? And that pretty much sums this whole thing up. You're not obligated to fix somebody, but it doesn't mean that you're not obligated to try to help. We can be involved, and we should be involved in other people's lives. But if they don't want to follow our suggestions, we need to learn to let them do their own thing. Kind of that serenity prayer right there, right? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. That's pretty much it. Give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. It is my deep prayer that all of you listening to this, and me as well, remember to keep our own lives in perspective, not to get too involved in other people's lives, and remember this rule of three. With love, Rabbi Brian.